I'm just going to quickly go through the things that we do within the network to see whether it's of general interest. A lot of the information that we put out is down the back, and I shall quickly run through this.
Does that include these presentations, Yvette?
Yes, it does. So all of these presentations, even for every single state and territory, it takes us about 2 weeks. All the files get converted to MP3 files on the website. I ask everyone's permission, first of all, if we can put this up as a presentation. Some people take parts out because, you know, a lot of this is cutting-edge research that they can't show or whatever. But then in whatever form, we try and put all the presentations up onto the website, just saved as a PDF file so they can't be reused. And yeah, and we found this really useful across all the states and territories because now we have a kind of a set base for all of the presentations that's been done. So so we have a core set of activities that we do. Communication, we have a notice board which I'll go through, a must reads and grey literature section, which if anyone wishes to add to those, whether it be your own publications in this area or you know some great grey literature which other people would be interested in. We do research support and we do a number of different events. Like Steve said, we have a large membership. It's actually higher than this now. We haven't done the count, but I try to leave the count until we have to report on it, which will be in July. Like Steve said, we did start off with lots of researchers, but now we're a lot more, about 60% stakeholder people, and, you know, always welcome. It's not an exclusive club. We like to include everyone from the Natural Society in WA to high-level government people to researchers. It's just with anyone that feels that they might get a benefit out of this network is welcome to join and participate. And of course, if anyone get lots of emails suggesting new papers or events to advertise or whatever, and if it's in a field that we feel that is a benefit to the network, we send it out. Of course, on the other end, we try not to send too many emails because the last thing you need is more emails in your your email box. So. Our main kind of communication area is our website, and as I just said, all of the presentations and the talks for today will hopefully go up onto that website, as well as the raw information from the workshop this afternoon. And when we get around to collating it all, that will also go in there. And not only does it just tell you a bit about the network, if you can join, if you wish to join, but also has all of our e-bulletins, our information sheets that you can download as well. On the website we have a notice board. While this does show student project opportunities, jobs and events, we kind of keep these here because we don't want to send these as a national email. You can actually join this to get updates. But also the main idea behind this is to look at funding opportunities. So the idea is to link stakeholder research needs with researchers. It's not necessarily associated with funding, but you could also advertise here student projects and jobs and events. Like I said, we're slowly compiling a must-read section. We're not trying to put absolutely every bit of information that was ever published of, you know, adaptation, climate change information in there. There is some impacts information there, particularly the kind of the big summary papers, but then also some kind of select in the areas publications, and we're adding to this all the time. Same with grey literature. We have links to most biodiversity strategies within each state and territory as they're updated, but also any other, if local governments have an adaptation strategy or things like that, these all go into there. And like I said, I love to receive information from different states and territories because I barely hear about our own, so. We did start out, we were going to do a database and a GIS kind of core storage area. Then we discovered that many areas in Australia are doing it much bigger and better than we could ever do, and with more funding. So now we offer links to ARCS, Atlas of the Living Australia, and the ANZ. Two of these, ARCS and ANZ, are still going through a transition process at the moment, but also we have a database manager at JCU that can actually help you get in metadata and information as well, or help you just with general information about what you might find as well. But we do have links to GIS resources on these pages as well. They're currently static and we're trying to make them a bit more dynamic. But we do have an e-bulletin that we send out. Each quarter, we're about to do our July one, and Joanne, who writes these for us, our next one is focus on the Northern Territory. And I know she's contacted a few of you about doing articles, but she also said to make a plug today if anyone feels they have an article. It is trying to focus on adaptation climate change research within the Northern Territory, and with a theme around terrestrial biodiversity. It can be cross-cutting for sectors as well. And if you'd like to put an article in, please come and find me. And we have these information sheets. We've released four of them. We have another three coming out, we hope, this year. And they're either downloadable from our website or available at the back. We also have on this, this was the lead up to the NARC, but is also sitting there as a resource. So for every priority research area that is listed within the Terrestrial Biodiversity NARC, we actually have a list of researchers that have named themselves as that being an area of interest for them as a link to for stakeholder people. Of course, we're doing the roadshows, which we've just about finished. And one of our other major activities is supporting students and trying to build capacity in this area. We often find with these, one of our biggest problems with the funding these projects is getting people to think beyond the straight impacts and how can that be taken to an adaptation kind of area. But we're finding we're getting lots of students in this, and it's working quite well. All the reports for this and all the projects that have previously been funded are on our website, so you can go in through the student funding area. We funded students and we've just finished our funding round, but there'll be another round in July this year as well. Same with PhD collaborative travel grants. Once again, all the projects that have been funded and their reports on their collaborative funding is there, and if you want to find any more information, you can see that on the website. Each year we try and have an international invited speaker. And we've done that in 2009, 2010. We haven't actually invited anyone yet in 2011. And the idea is these people come and they give a talk. Usually they're asked to give it in Brisbane as well, but then anywhere else in any states or territories, depending on how long they can come and trip around Australia for. If anyone have any suggestions for this, they're all welcome as well. Our other major thing that we do are workshops. Steve showed you some of the results from the conservation planning one. There was a genetic translocation one, which publications are about to come out with, and Stephen Garnett actually ran the managed relocation one in November last year. And, hopefully we will have papers out soon with those. With each one of these workshops, we also try and do a fact sheet, as well as just a general peer review papers as well. And the two that are that we'll be doing in 2011 is, as Steve said before, a linked one with the Freshwater Network, and that will be here in June, and one that we're trying to cut across four of the other networks as well in estuarine ecosystems. What are the hard and soft options for these systems with adaptation to climate change? We will then have another one, which I haven't actually put up, in 2012, which will be with Dick and David Bowman on fire management and what that means for burning for human safety. And we have one that is still uncertain for the end of our funding in 2012. I think that's it.